This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when they are answering questions. And they have 2.5 minutes to answer each of the questions. They're questions that are put forward in writing by the members of the United States Senate. Sometimes there are two or more senators who are associated with each question. And why do you think they do it in writing? It's not like these senators can't talk. They can. But I think there is a great fear that if you're a United States senator and you stand up to ask a question, it's not going to be a simple and direct question. The headline in the New York Times about the state of the impeachment trial, they may get around to voting tomorrow. It, of course, now is getting close to the evening in Washington, D.C., and we will find out. The headline in the New York Times says, conviction unlikely. Very, very unlikely, I think one could say. Managers appeal to court of public opinion. And in terms of the court of public opinion, is it possible to think that impeachment was a deep mistake? It was a deep mistake to pursue this route at the same time that you believe that President Trump behaved in a reprehensible way after the election. I think it's entirely possible to hold those two ideas. Nikki Haley just did a very, very major interview with Politico magazine, and she is really trying very hard to walk a fine line on this issue of her friendship with President Trump. The article in Politico magazine by Tim Alberta, who's a good reporter, Tim Alberta gets your attention by writing this. Late last year, Nikki Haley had a friend who was going through a hard time. He had lost his job, and he was being evicted from his house. He was getting bad advice from bad people who were filling his head with self-destructive fantasies. He seemed to be losing touch with reality. Out of concern, Haley called the man. "I want to make sure you're okay," she told him. "You're my president, but also my friend." The article is all about the life of a potential Republican presidential nominee. And Nikki Haley has been talked about. She was talked about beginning really this time as a potential challenger for Trump at one point. She was talked about as a potential candidate in 2024. She has a political action committee that she's pursuing. But here's what she said in her interview that I think will resonate with some of you. She said, "We need to acknowledge that President Trump let us down," said Haley, who served in her ambassador role as ambassador to the United Nations under Trump. Quote, "He went down a path he shouldn't have, and we shouldn't have followed him, and we shouldn't have listened to him. And we can't let that ever happen again." The former South Carolina governor also told Politico that she has not spoken with Trump since the mob attack, further expressing her disappointment with remarks he gave at a rally ahead of the assault, condemning his own vice president, Mike Pence. Quote, "When I tell you I'm angry, it's an understatement," Nikki Haley said. I am so disappointed in the fact that despite the loyalty and friendship he had with Mike Pence, that he would do that to him. Like, I'm disgusted by it. Hillary said the president believes he is following his oath of office by challenging the election results, adding, quote, there's nothing that you're ever going to do that's going to make him feel like he legitimately lost the election. He's got a big bully pulpit. He should be responsible with it, she said. Haley, in the days immediately following the attack on the Capitol, which is the whole focus of this impeachment, Haley, in the days immediately following that attack, said in a speech to the Republican National Committee members that Trump was badly wrong with his words at his January 6th rally. And it wasn't just his words, she added. His actions since Election Day will be judged harshly by history. Haley said that when she gave the RNC address, she was, quote, not expecting a whole bunch of love from that speech. I know how much people love Donald Trump. I know it. I feel it, she continued. Whether it's an RNC room or social media or talking to donors, I can tell you that the love they have for him is still very strong. That's not just going to fall by the wayside. Nor do I think the Republican Party is going to go back to the way it was before Donald Trump. I don't think it should. Instead, what she said is we need to take the good that he built, leave the bad that he did, and get back to a place where we can be a good, valuable, effective party. But at the same time, it's bigger than the party. I hope our country can come together and figure out how we pull this back. Look, I think she speaks for a lot of people in that regard. And in fact, Meghan McCain had this to say on The View today about that Nikki Haley interview. That's clip 9.
Tim Alberta interviewed Nikki Haley, and the title of the piece is just basically how she can't really decide who she is. Is she a Trump person, as you referenced earlier, going on TV and saying, give the guy a break? And she said it in this like really intense tone, like we're all being ridiculous to hold Trump accountable for his words and actions. And now in this profile, she says, I thought this quote was the most interesting. He went down a path he shouldn't have, and we shouldn't have followed him, and we shouldn't have listened, obviously referencing Republicans. And I think what's interesting about impeachment right now is trying to read the tea leaves of where the party goes next. Nikki Haley wants to be president. She's making absolutely no qualms about it. It's obvious she's going to be running for president. I don't think she's someone that's going to be the front runner because I don't think that you can really vacillate between these two lanes. I think you're going to have to take a choice, like the way someone like Matt Gaetz has done and the way that someone like Liz Cheney has done, and make that gamble and go with where you think it's going to be. You think it's going to be the Trump party, or do you think it's going to be an anti-Trump party? What's difficult for me is that, you know, going into 2024, I wasn't a Trump person, but I'm not a never Trump person either. I wasn't someone who became a leftist that gave up all my conservative ideals and decided that the party was irredeemable. I didn't pretend to be a conservative. I'm a real one. And I think that there has to be a place for those of us that don't want to become Democrats, that aren't going to just easily vote for anything that isn't Trump. And so it'll be interesting to see how many politicians follow.
Okay, boy, do I ever agree with what Meghan McCain said, is that what I disagree with her about is that we are going to choose either a Matt Gaetz or a Liz Cheney. I don't think Trump should be the issue or will be the issue in the 2024 race, because before 2024 has to come 2022. And honest to goodness, there is no purpose in the world that could be served for the Republican Party trying to win back the House and to win back the Senate. There's no purpose in the world that is served by making Trump the center of our campaign to take back both houses of the American legislature. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. The idea that it really is time to move on. There's actually an interesting aspect of that from the world of prophecy. We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Your brain.
Your show is very entertaining.
Every day on the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, while most of the world is riveted by the spectacle of the impeachment duel, which is sort of losing some energy right now with the answering of the 2.5 minute answers to questions from the U.S. senators. while all that is going on, there is some heartening evidence. I mean, really heartening evidence that the press is getting a little bit tougher than expected on Joe Biden. If there was a honeymoon period, it appears to be over with a complicated controversy involving one of his top press aides. And this goes back to something that Biden said back on his first day in office, January 20th, when he had a virtual swearing-in of his press department and his entire press operation. And the new president, just sworn into office, said this. This is clip 10.
But I'm not joking when I say this. If you're ever working with me and I hear you treat another colleague with disrespect, talk down to someone, I promise you I will fire you on the spot. On the spot. No ifs, ands, or buts. Everybody is entitled to be treated with decency and dignity.
Okay, this has created a great deal of controversy because there's a story in Vanity Fair. A White House official, one of his top press aides, a guy named T.J. Bucklow, he is the deputy press secretary, tried to quash a story about his romantic relationship with a reporter by issuing threats and using derogatory language to another reporter who was pursuing the story, that according to two sources familiar with the incident. The deputy press secretary, T.J. Bucklow, is dating an Axios political reporter named Alexei McCammond, who also covered the Biden campaign. But behind the scenes, Bucklow had previously lashed out at Politico reporter Tara Palmieri, who was reporting the story. The confrontation, according to Vanity Fair, began on Inauguration Day after Palmieri, who works for Politico, contacted McCammond, she's the lady in this imbroglio, for comment while one of her male colleagues left a message for Bucklow, according to sources. Bucklow subsequently called an editor to object the story, but was told to call editors at the Politico playbook with his concerns. But instead of calling the male reporter who initially contacted him, Bucklow tried to intimidate Palmieri by phone in an effort to kill the story. "I will destroy you," Bucklow told her, according to the sources, adding that he would ruin her reputation if she published it. During the off-the-record call, Bucklow made derogatory and misogynistic comments, accusing Palmieri of only reporting on his relationships, which, due to the ethics questions that factor into a relationship between a journalist and a White House official, fall under the purview of her reporting beat because she was, quote, jealous that an unidentified man in the past had wanted to beep McCammond and not you. Okay, extremely unpleasant. And in fact, this became a subject for Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, in her press briefing today. Because basically what happened is T.J. Bucklow, who's caught up in this, was not fired. He was suspended for a week. Really? This is the way that Caitlin Collins actually questioned the White House press secretary earlier today. Listen.
"Any of yours has been suspended for a week without pay for comments he made to a female reporter bullying her after she reached out for a request for comment on a story. Whose idea was the one-week suspension instead of a potential resignation or firing? And how can you keep this person in a public-facing press relations role dealing with female reporters when he made such sexist comments to this female reporter reaching out for a request for comment?"
Okay, that's a tough question. Thank you, Caitlin Collins. Here's the answer from Jen Psaki, B.
Well, let me first say, obviously, Caitlin, that I take this very seriously. I'm a woman, obviously, but I've been in this town working in press and communications for nearly 20 years, almost 20 years, and I think many of you know me and have worked with me closely, and many of you know many people in this building, including the president, who take these allegations quite seriously. T.J. Ducklow, who is the deputy who you're asking about, has apologized to the reporter, quite shortly after the comments were made. He had a heated conversation about a story related to his personal life. I'm not saying that's acceptable, but I just want to be clear that it was not about an issue related to the White House or a White House policy or anything along those lines. He's the first to acknowledge this is not the standard of behavior set out by the president, nor is it the standard of behavior set by me, and I'm his direct supervisor. In addition to his initial apology, he sent the reporter a personal note expressing his profound regret. The ask, he has been placed, as you noted, on a one-week suspension,
okay, and then
suspension without pay.
Yeah, issued this, it continued the conversation at the press briefing, and then the White House issued this statement, formal statement. T.J. Ducklow has apologized to the reporter with whom he had a heated conversation about his personal life. He is the first to acknowledge this is not the standard of behavior set out by the president. In addition to his initial apology, he was sent the reporter a personal note expressing his profound regret. With the approval of the White House chief of staff, he has been placed on a one-week suspension without pay. In addition, when he returns, he will no longer be assigned to work with any reporters at Politico. Look, it's problematic because the relationship that she was trying to expose is problematic. In other words, if you're working in the White House, to have a romantic relationship with a reporter covering the White House is questionable. And Jake Tapper, again, very much to his credit, and Jake, I think, tries to do a fair job. He tweeted the following, especially in light of Biden's comments before that anybody would be fired if he treated people with disrespect. Jake Tapper tweeted this: that statement did come with ifs, ands, and buts, despite what the president said. Standards that are not upheld are not standards. They're lies. We have a big new movie that is extraordinarily well done. But is it telling the truth or lying about history? We'll get to that and more coming up on The Medved Show.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC is releasing its guidance for education leaders so they can safely reopen schools across the country. It offers a color-coded chart that divides schools reopening into four levels depending on level of community spread. Schools with lower-level community spreads are encouraged to consider reopening for full in-person learning. Schools in areas with high transmission can still consider reopening, but are encouraged to limit how they reopen and consider multiple safety strategies. New York Democratic senators want Governor Andrew Cuomo to lose his coronavirus-related powers. This follows a New York Post report accusing Cuomo's administration of deliberately not releasing the number of COVID-19 nursing home deaths for fear the feds would use the numbers against him. Cuomo's aide saying on Thursday that he sent 9,000 infected patients into nursing homes. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Michael Medved Show. Every once in a great while, you'll see a piece, and even in the New York Times, that is sympathetic to some traditional religious believers. It occurs. There are also all kinds of things that aren't sympathetic, but I actually thought they had a piece that got my attention. They run as Christian Prophecy Movement is Hit Hard by Trump's Defeat. And they write about somebody whose work I don't really know named Jeremiah Johnson. I mean, I know there was a great old movie called Jeremiah Johnson that starred Robert Redford that was many, many years ago. But this is a real Jeremiah Johnson named, he's 33 years old, and he is a self-described prophet. And he was, back in 2015, one of the very few political observers, or Christian evangelicals in particular, who took President Trump's candidacy seriously. And that helped to build his loyal audience that says in the paper, hundreds of thousands of people who follow him on social media and hang on his predictions about such topics as coronavirus pandemic, the makeup of the Supreme Court, and the possibility of a spiritual revival in our country. And they took comfort, writes the Ruth Graham in the Times, and they took comfort ahead of the presidential election last fall when Mr. Johnson shared a prophetic dream of Mr. Trump stumbling while running the Boston Marathon until two frail older women emerged from the crowd to help him over the finish line. So when Joseph R. Biden Jr. was certified as the winner of the elections, Mr. Johnson had to admit he let his followers down. He wrote a detailed letter that he posted online. He said, "I was wrong. I am deeply sorry, and I ask for your forgiveness. I would like to repent for inaccurately prophesying that Donald Trump would win a second term as President of the United States." And Michael Brown, who is somebody that I know, who has been an evangelist and a prolific religious author and scholar, says, "In my lifetime, 49 years as a follower of Jesus, I've never seen this level of interest in prophecy." And he says, "And it's unfortunate," he's talking about Trump's loss, "because it's an embarrassment to the movement. There were many people who came out with prophecies that President Trump would win. And I honestly believe that's part of what feeds the belief that the election was somehow stolen. But the one thing that is worth mentioning is outside this movement of Christian prophecy, it says by the fall, so many prominent prophets had incorrectly predicted the re-election of Mr. Trump that the apologies and recriminations now constitute a crisis within the movement. Look, not all prophecies by religious figures or by pollsters are always wrong. But that is something that for those who believe passionately that the election was in fact stolen is worth keeping in mind, is that generally pollsters, their job is to be accurate about politics. And they certainly got it wrong in terms of the Electoral College vote in 2016, but with a popular vote, they were pretty close. And in 2020, when it comes to the popular vote, they were pretty much spot on. And again, recalling that should make it a little bit easier for people to believe that the presidential election was not necessarily stolen. And actually, state after state, with a few exceptions, of course, the polling predictions kind of came true. It certainly, they did not predict that President Trump was going to lose Georgia. But then when it came to the two senators who were up, they were predicted to lose and lose narrowly. Karl Rove had something to say about the impeachment process, and I thought it was fairly profound and important. He said, "It's not at all clear that the Democratic impeachment managers met the legal definition of incitement and insurrection. But President Trump is effectively tarnished for all time and incapable of running in 2024. The question is, how much power to dominate the GOP will have been drained away by the time this is over?" And is there any doubt that that will be an impact of this impeachment proceeding? The Wall Street Journal, in their editorial yesterday, wrote, "Now his legacy will be forever stained by this violence and by his betrayal of his supporters in refusing to tell them the truth." So said the Wall Street Journal. Whatever the result of his impeachment trial, Republicans should remember the betrayal if Mr. Trump decides to run again in 2024. And then Lisa Murkowski spoke to reporters last night, apparently, after the session. She is one of the Republicans, one of only six Republicans who voted to continue with this trial. But she said, "Frankly, I don't see how, after the American public sees the whole story laid out there, not just in one snippet on this day and another on that, but this whole scenario that has been laid out before us, I don't see how Donald Trump could be re-elected to the presidency again. I just don't see that. And what it seems to me is that that is almost certainly true. Because the idea of centering another election cycle all around President Trump, not a great thing. This is just breaking news. The Postmaster General's new plan for the United States Postal Service is said to include slower mail and higher prices. Oh, great. Does this mean we go back to the Pony Express or to horse and buggy? Postmaster General Louis DeJoy is preparing to put all first-class mail on a single delivery track, according to two people briefed on his plan by the U.S. Postal Service, a move that would mean slower and costlier service for both consumers and commercial mailers. The plan also prevents first-class mail from being shipped by airplane, forcing all of it into trucks, and coincides with a push for significantly higher postal rates. I wasn't clear that Postmaster General Louis DeJoy is going to continue under the Biden administration. He has been not the most popular Postmaster General. The Jeremy is asking a question here that how can Amazon bring me whiskey within 2 hours, and it takes the post office how long? Well, we will find out. We will find out is how long you should wait in line, if that's the case, for a good new movie in the theaters. Very good new movie, and another one that you can see right at home for the next 30 days, and I don't think it costs. We'll be right. Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. Amfed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at Amfed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
With new leadership in Washington, D.C., it's abundantly clear that Americans are deeply divided. What does our country even believe anymore? What do we have in common? One organization that continues to stand for what America has always believed is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. The Institute stands for the first things, the permanent things, religious liberty, freedom of conscience, the family, limited government, free markets, our Judeo-Christian heritage. The Institute for Faith and Freedom is unafraid to support these timeless truths and principles with no apologies. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces from the renowned faculty at Grove City College. See Mark Hendrickson's latest on GameStop, Wall Street, and the hedge fund managers. See John Sparks and former Deputy Attorney General Paul McNulty on impeachment. And take a look at our friend Paul Kanger's articles and speeches. You can find all of this and much more at the website of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. That's www.faithandfreedom.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Pleased to welcome the second Sabbath in the life of our new grandson, who had his circumcision ceremony yesterday, his bris. His name is David Alexander Medved, and he, of course, is a beautiful and incredible young man, and named after my late father. And my son Daniel, the father of the new baby, spoke incredibly beautifully and eloquently about my dad and about how his son will, with God's help, have some of those same characteristics. In any event, it's just one of those things that's tough not to be emotional about, even in the midst of a pandemic. And to hold off the cabin fever and other things, there's actually a new film on HBO Max that is going to get, I think, some awards attention and is a film very much deserving of debate and attention. Your fanfare from Hollywood, please. Judas and the Black Messiah tells the story, mostly true story, about a fairly remarkable figure from the 1960s who was actually killed in a police raid in 1969. His name was Fred Hampton. He was a leader of the Black Panther Party, and saying that he was killed in a police raid is not a spoiler in this film, because it's not just about Fred Hampton. It's really about an informant for the FBI who was actually placed, he's a former car thief, placed inside the Black Panther apparatus. His play by Lakeith Stanfield, and in a truly Oscar-worthy performance, really one of the best performances I've seen this year. Daniel Kaluuya, who you'll remember from Get Out, he was the star of Get Out, plays Fred Hampton, this charismatic leader of the Illinois Black Panthers. Listen.
The Black Panthers are the single greatest threat to our national security. Our counterintelligence program must prevent the rise of a Black Messiah.
You're looking at 18 months for the stolen car, 5 years for impersonating a federal officer, or you can go home.
What do you want?
Get close to Hampton.
The Black Panthers are forming a rainbow coalition of oppressed brothers and sisters of every color.
Neutralize him by any means necessary.
Okay, that voice you might recognize as Martin Sheen. He plays J. Edgar Hoover. And the problem with the film is, I hate to say it, it's a huge whitewash of the Black Panthers, who were far more violent, vicious, and Maoist anti-American extremists than this movie lets on. Fred Hampton was an interesting figure. He died, he was 21 when he died. And the film actually doesn't concentrate on him as much as it concentrates on the real-life figure of William O'Neill, so well played by Lakeith Stanfield. And if there's ever an example of really superb acting and very gifted directing carrying a screenplay that is tendentious and it's preachy and it's one-sided, this is that film. The screenplay is co-written by the director, who's a young man named Shaka King, enormously gifted. The film is impressive. It is very much rated R, some very brutal violence, lots of death, and lots of people targeting cops as basically target practice. And so it's impossible to endorse the political messages of the film. But it does deserve 3 stars as a fairly gripping character study, not just of Fred Hampton, but of the informant who plays the Judas in the title. Title of the film, Judas and the Black Messiah. Okay, a very different film is about two other people who actually are not deadly rivals. They're besties. Their names are Barb and Star. And Amazon Prime is releasing this new film about Barb and Star go to Vista Del Mar. This, of course, includes Annie Mumolo and Kristen Wiig. Listen.
This drink with the skull and crossbones over it. Can we get one of those?
It's called the buried treasure.
Yeah.
Let's get all the hair.
Let's go.
Yeah.
And you open the scuba diver's mask and found the...
Okay, this is a very silly film, and it is meant as a frothy comedy. The two stars co-wrote it. They also were worked together on Bridesmaids. Jamie Dornan plays a mysterious hitman who has been dispatched to Vista Del Mar. And the idea is that Barb and Star have never left their Nebraska small town, and they only go to Vista Del Mar for a magic week in the Florida sun. And they're funny touches. The hotel they stay in has a balladeer, piano player at the bar who sings all his songs about breasts. The movie is rated PG-13. It has, as you'd imagine from people buying Bridesmaids, some, it should be R. I mean, it's some of the humor is fairly raunchy and some of it's fairly effective. There's also a villainous, sort of a Cruella de Vil style villainous, who is played by an uncredited actress. Really, but very famous actress, and you may recognize her, but I won't spoil that. One of the best films of the year? No way. Does it make any sense at all? No way, but you actually feel sympathy for the two characters and their friendship, and 2.5 stars for the PG-13 rated Barb and Star go to Vista Del Mar. The best movie of the week, and one of the best movies of the year, is Minari. It's opening at select theaters. It's a remarkable film with Korean-American actors. It's set in Arkansas. It's about an autobiographical film, brilliantly acted. And it's about a Korean family that originally immigrated to L.A., now goes to Arkansas, where they can believe that they can actually produce Korean vegetables for the growing market here, including Minari, which is a kind of watercress kind of vegetable that grows beautifully in an Arkansas creek bed. And what's fascinating about the film is faith plays a fairly big role in it, and they are welcomed and treated extraordinarily well by the local Christian community in the Arkansas town to which they move. Listen.
What a wonderful day to be in the house of the Lord. If you're here with us for the first time, please stand. What a beautiful family. Glad you're here.
Okay, Minari is rated PG-13. There are moments of some danger and of illness. There's a remarkable little boy who actually may get some Oscar consideration, who plays, obviously, in an autobiographical film. He's a stand-in, it would appear, for the director, who's Lee Isaac Chung. Will Patton plays a Christian neighbor who has gifts of the Spirit, who is deeply sympathetic. And there's another Oscar contender, Yoon Yoo Jung, plays the grandmother who arrives, and it's not like any grandmother you've ever seen before. She's impossible. And also extremely endearing. It's one of those films that tells a great story about America. And it is done with manifest affection for our country. I should say it's almost entirely in Korean. Occasionally they speak English when they're speaking to their neighbors, but the main characters speak Korean, and there are subtitles. If you can handle that, and you should be able to, you will enjoy Minari a great deal. I think it's one of the best films of this year, certainly so far. And it may count for the Oscars because it played for a blink of an eye somewhat last year. Minari opening up almost everywhere. There's another film called Land, which we also reviewed. It's with Robin Wright, and she also directed it. But you can get that at our the review of Land is in our Medved newsletter, which is free. You can sign up for it at michaelmedved.com. Coming up on Monday, there's a great deal to talk about. A lawsuit involving reopening schools, suicidal students, and San Francisco. Plus, Stacey Abrams wants to turn blue states red? No, red states blue. We'll talk about it all Monday on the Medved Show and this greatest nation on God's green.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.